Hello, heroes, and welcome to Adventure. Hello, heroes. It's time to catch 'em all. This week, we're back with our system called Pokemon Pen and Paper, designed by Eric Shoemaker. Before we get to all that, why don't we introduce our cast for this week? Playing Ash Ketchum is my best friend in the whole world, and also my greatest nemesis, Rossua Philip Kelly. Ross, why don't you tell us who Ash is to you?
So Ash is earnest, like sort of catastrophically earnest. He believes in himself more than anything, and it kind of sucks, because he's not very good at anything, and he's not really one for self-improvement or introspection, for that matter. So it's kind of fun to see him bumble his way through the world, surrounded by people who are generally more competent, but kind of victims of his, like, aura of destruction, or what have you.
The role of Misty this week will be played by my longtime friend, Sarah Stout. Sarah has put up with me at the gaming table since we both entered the tabletop world. Sarah, tell us all about Misty. Misty, not Mishti.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I only recently started watching the Pokemon anime as it was not a part of my childhood, but I immediately resonated with Misty as I have often been the long-suffering female companion to a hapless and useless male protagonist.
Pretty cruel, harsh,
you know,
but
I mean,
fair.
But fair. And I think she's great. I like that she is as excited about everything as she is, and actually, she and Brock are decently competent Pokemon trainers, unlike literally everyone else in the show.
Finally, the role of Beck will be played by my sister, Rebecca McFarland. Talk to me about your character.
So, Brock. Oh, Brock. Brock is probably my favorite garbage character in any fandom.
Oh, cool.
I loved him so much as a child, and it just got worse as I grew in awareness of the world. I love that he cooks a lot. I love that he has an obsession with a Vulpix that he has no understanding of how it exists or what it does. I love that anyone is interested in Pokemon nutrition, especially in the 90s. I decided to make Brock a girl because I have that power. I can make that happen.
Great. We also have some familiar voices at the table for one-shot listeners. Playing James from Team Rocket, we have James from Team One Shot. James, talk to me about James.
James is a stylish man, a man of wealth,
you don't
taste,
have to do
and
the
distinction.
Voice right now. Why?
This is who I am forever now.
It always was who you were.
James is a quote unquote villain, but he. He is somebody who truly understands showmanship and pizzazz, and he and Jesse and Meowth approach everything in their life with strong dedication. They have never once given up. They have been defeated, they have lost, but they've never given up. And they are more inventive and innovative when they try again the next time. And that's something admirable, more admirable than any other quality displayed by any character on the show.
All right. We've also got Kat Cool playing the role of Jesse from Team Rocket.
Hey.
Hey, Kat. Why don't you talk to me about what the lovely Musashi means to you?
Oh, my God, Musashi. The lovely, perfect, beautiful Musashi. As she'd say herself.
Yes.
Yeah, she's easily my favorite character on the show. I love all of Team Rocket. And it's hard to pick between her and Meowth, because they're both really up there. But, I mean, she fits my type. Not only would she call herself the perfect, beautiful Musashi, but she comes from hardship. That's just her and her mom alone in the world. Her mom, who was one of the higher-ups in Team Rocket. And then her mom disappeared, leaving her all by her lonesome. She fought her way up in the world and then decided that she was going to be the best at Team Rocket. And she's doing this. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Her dreams are so... She's really into fashion. Like, really into fashion. That she keeps getting sidetracked with these Pokemon designer contests. And she does very well at them. But hasn't quite reached number one designer. In the same way that Ash hasn't beat any of the Pokemon leagues. But she's got almost... She's gotten, like, top three multiple times. and keeps and has formed this little family. And as their adventures progress, she seems to no longer really be that into Team Rocket. And I'm just fascinated with how this whole thing is going for her, because she used to be really, really into it.
Yeah.
And
we're setting it at the time when she's really into it.
Really into it, yeah. So I love that character, obviously. Mm-hmm. But she's this unrepentant go-getter. That's what I love about her more than anything, that she just doesn't apologize for anything, and is very aggressive and knows what she wants out of the world. She wants to be the very best at Team Rocket. She wants to be beautiful and lovely. She wants to wear nice things. Be good at disguise. She wants to marry a kind, handsome, gorgeous man who shares her interests.
Where could you find that?
I'm just not sure that he exists, really, that it's a mystery. Maybe one day he'll sweep her off her feet, that mystery man out mm-hmm. there somewhere in the world.
He'd have to come from money.
Yep, definitely. And she's just... This is a show that I've watched from its inception and continue to watch. I think I'm the only adult that I know that still watches this damn thing like weekly.
Yeah, I mean, I've started watching it again since you told me that the new season is really good. And it is really good. The Alola season is incredible, but I didn't watch it consistently like all the way through.
And you shouldn't.
Okay. to clear that up.
Nobody should. But I watch it because of Team Rocket, mm-hmm. because I love these idiots. Because I find their story very compelling. All three of them are, not just Jessie, I like her best, but all three of them are misfits who shouldn't work out. The good kids are fine. but this found family, they all have real problems, but they work when they're together. And they also love each other desperately and are vocal about it. You know, they're really outwardly supportive. And I think it's beautiful.
Speaking of vocal and supportive characters, we've got Johnny O'Mara, also from One Shot, and you were playing the role of Meowth, so...
Meowth is great, because he's dedicated, he's a romantic, he's super smart, and I think that he sees himself as the brains of Team Rocket.
Absolutely.
I don't think that he's necessarily wrong.
Right.
which is so great, because he's just the smartest one, but he still chooses to hang out with these idiots. And god dang it, he can talk. And that's like so cool.
He's the brains and we're the pizzazz.
Yeah, and I do love like just that flair for drama that they all have, and it's great. That's all. He's a cat.
You heard it here first. Meowth is first. I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Banana.
I will travel across the land, searching far and wide.
This Pokemon
to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, it's you and me. I know it's my destiny. Pokemon, oh, you're my best friend in a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, my heart's so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon! Gotta catch 'em all. Gotta catch 'em all. Pokemon! Just imagine the Pokeballs streaming as you say this.
Poisoning our relationship.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Last time on Pokemon, and then we'll do like a montage that shows the call with Ash and Professor Oak. Professor Oak sent Ash on a mission to gather mysterious moonstones from Mulberry Town. But it looks like Team Rocket has plans for our heroes. And then Ash, Misty, and Brock have made their way to a dangerous mining quarry. After Ash's encounter with a Paris, he successfully caught his third Pokemon. And then the camera pans on you doing your like peace sign thing and your hat backwards, and then the camera pans down on this like knocked out, completely not ready for battle Paris that you have chucked into a Pokeball summarily. There's also the image of like Pidgeotto falling asleep and falling down. And yeah,
this one Paris we caught at the cost of like 3 paralyzed or otherwise incapacitated Pokemon.
Exactly. So efficiency.
Yep.
So yeah, you guys make your way to these to this mining quarry.
Is it like a proper quarry? Like, is it canyony? I don't quite know how quarry.
It's canyony. There are a bunch of like grooves in the ground. Mm. Almost like splits in the earth.
So Brock is she's standing like at one of these canyons, like. Hands on hips, elbows pointed out, and it just breathes in deep and just goes, this is glorious.
This rocks?
No.
Misty, the whole walk up, still has those little, like, angry red things that happen in anime the whole time and just, like, is constantly looking unhappy. She's still mad about the blanket. Like, real mad.
Oh, all of it.
Cheer up, you guys. It looks like we're slated in for a good time.
Brock, why don't moonstones come from the moon?
Well, you see, Ash.
I
don't know.
Halfway through the explanation, Ash gets excited by something and begins to wander down the mountain.
You see a large figure stomping towards you. It's a hiker, one of those stereotypical hikers that you see in the Pokemon games. He's like bearded. He's got a Geodude with him.
Hey there, kids.
Hi. Do you have any food?
Yeah.
Well, do you have anything we could have?
I
just fed you.
What are you doing out here in this quarry?
We're here to Pokemon battle, and you look like a trainer.
Oh, no.
Finally not!
A goddamn exclamation point shows up.
You made eye contact! Johnny!
You're a hiker type.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess. I'm the foreman on this job here, but if you want to battle, yeah, I'll battle you. All right?
As it happens, Ash has the challenger persona, so anyone that can Pokemon battle him must, if so, challenge.
Okay. Whoa!
You have a Graveler, not a Geodude.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I wanted to make this harder on you. Also, you haven't healed your Pokemon since the last battle, I think.
Whatever you do.
Pikachu's fine, and
that works. Don't use Paris, and don't use Pidgeotto.
We didn't go here to battle. We're really just trying to get Moonstones and go home.
Well, according to the rules of the Pokemon League, once a battle challenge has been initiated, there's no backing out.
Misty just sits down in the corner and starts to cry a little.
Brock gives Misty a sandwich.
All right, Pidgey.
No.
Make that.
Don't use that one.
Yeah, Butterfree, go.
We'll loop that later. So Ash sends out Butterfree, and what does Butterfree sound like? Butterfree's like. Yeah, there we go. And then Graveler, I assume, is just a generic like. Graveler is so done with this.
Graveler over here. Oh, Graveler.
Yeah, so you just send out your Graveler, which you have with you.
Yeah. Go, Graveler.
And Johnny, just tell me what you want to do and we'll figure out attacks from there. Okay.
Oh, I want to wreck him.
Okay. I think you actually have Rock Rocker. That might be an attack. Okay, but we'll look at speed first. Butterfree outspeeds Graveler. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Butterfree is at 5 speed.
Cool. And Graveler's lowest stat, I think, is speed. So.
Sure, fair enough.
So Butterfree goes first.
All right. How likely is it that Butterfree has an attack that's not normal or flying?
Zero.
Very unlikely. Okay, that's what I thought. Good.
Well, actually, Butterfree has like Stun Spore and Paralysis and all that stuff, but I don't think you have those attacks.
I don't have the boons for it.
You didn't bother to learn how to train your Pokemon.
Of course
I learned how to train Pikachu.
It's more that Pikachu taught me. Pikachu, really?
Anyway.
He taught you and you taught me. Pokemon.
Something like that. Anyway, prepare to get wrecked with a wing attack. Because normal is just as ineffective against rock type,
yep.
Right? Well, make it wing attack
as
then.
As flying.
Come on, Butterfree, you can do this.
I feel like
hurt yourself.
The stylized way this animates is Butterfree gets like real pumped up and zooms in really fast. And like it's super dramatic, and the wing like flings in really hard to the Graveler and then just goes like
So your target to hit here is a 15, because 6 is his highest stat and defense is his highest.
Great.
So.
And Butterfree's physical attack is
Yeah, you guessed it. Not so hot. Anyway, it's a 4. You can do it, buddy. Ooh, rolled a 7. That is rough.
So tell me what happens.
Yeah.
Is it what Johnny described?
So Butterfree goes leaping into the sky, and you see it silhouetted by the sun, and then it, like a peregrine falcon, it launches itself at alarming speed at the Graveler with its wings in full attack formation. And then it encounters a Graveler to no effect.
I think the dust swells over
it. Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, for sure. And it clears, and we see Graveler yeah. with like little swirly eyes. It bonked its poor little head.
So, Johnny, you can just imagine what kinds of attacks a Graveler Geodude has and tell me, and then we can figure that out from there.
I feel like, weirdly, he would use strength.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like a hiker who works for a quarry, so he'd be pushing big that areas of earth out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, why don't you use strength? And I think that is actually an attack here. James, am I good on levels?
Oh, you're great on levels.
Great. HM moves are not in this game, but let's figure it out. It'll be like Mega Punch, right? Something like yeah. that?
I mean, strength is a TM now.
Oh, yeah. Fancy. Yeah, let's have this work like low kick, karate chop, or rock smash. How's that sure. sound? So make an attack. Nice. And then you add 5 to that because your attack Ooh. Is your second highest stat.
This does not 14. Look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14.
And what is Butterfree's defense?
5, actually.
Oh, so it didn't hit you, right? Because it's plus
14. Yeah, so it's at 14.
Okay, so it does hit you.
Ooh,
and,
Butterfree.
But it's only 1 damage because it's a...
Normal
attack because you use strength.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Close two for an attack that isn't
right,
one
two.
If it's ineffective.
One for
three
ineffective.
If it's super effective.
Okay.
Correct.
2. So Butterfree has 1 HP because you start with three for any Pokemon that's not your
So Butterfree takes a glancing blow. So how does this work basically? Mm-hmm. You've got 4 arms, so I just imagine you like Machamp style, like wham 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 wham.
Yeah, they all punch like really fast together at the same time. Or like not at the same time, but like
it's a flurry of punches.
Yes, that's the word. Yeah, right after Butterfree swoops down and does nothing, just a flurry of punches at Butterfree, which then gets blown back into a tree.
Mm-hmm. All right, Butterfree, hit him again. You've got this.
Doesn't Butterfree have like sleep powder or something?
But Ash can't use it because he doesn't have that training boot. He doesn't know how to use that.
I think Brack and Misty at this point are just like eating a sandwich.
We're just
on the
eating
side, like.
Brock has started mixing up a tonic for all of Ash's near-dead Pokemon.
Butterfree's got this.
Oh.
8 plus 4, so 12.
Still not enough, because defense is his highest stat. So let's talk about how this goes now.
Well, at this point, Butterfree is essentially just kind of sitting on top of the Graveler, wailing on it with his tiny wings, and it's doing nothing. The Graveler's annoyed. So,
Graveler, you get a follow up. So, I imagine that you just pick up Butterfree and try to hurl it away.
Yeah.
So let's roll that. Dang.
Ooh.
Johnny's rolling like a beast.
So that's 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
That definitely hits. Oh no, so Butterfree faints. Ash will leap to catch the fallen Butterfree.
Aww.
Aww.
Butterfree, return!
I'll heal you. Alright, Pikachu.
Brack, I think you're gonna have to heal him. Not.
Yeah.
Okay,
you've
are
got
you setting
this.
Out Pikachu now?
Oh, yeah.
Ash, do you remember this battle that we had, you and me, with your Pikachu?
Yeah, I got the badge.
Do you remember why?
Nope.
Good luck.
Okay, you're sending out Pikachu, and you're, I assume, still using Graveler. Yeah. Are you still into this? Do you want to keep this fight?
If you
challenge him.
At what point can I anime style move in and just grab Ash from behind, pick him up, and take him away? Because I feel like that's a thing that would happen.
No, I feel like Ash is going to run himself into the ground here, and we're just going to have to take care of him again.
I mean, what do you want to try to do here?
Make this stop.
You can make a poise check against Ash, I guess.
Oh!
I don't feel like Ash is going to back away, though.
Also,
not one to run from a fight. Definitely one to lose a fight.
Yeah. I'm a he's a softie about Pikachu. If this he knows true. Pikachu is going to die horribly, he might
Pikachu
stop.
Is crossing himself right now.
Oh no.
Pikachu oh, remembers no. the fight with
Pikachu is finishing writing a yeah. last will and testament.
The other thing that could happen though is Misty, who has water type, which is strong against Rock, right, could jump in and save Pikachu, which seems cinematic.
Do whatever you guys want to do. What do you think makes sense?
I think that as Pikachu goes out, Misty goes, Ash, if you do this, Pikachu's gonna get hurt! And she yells, go Starmie!
Okay, let's roll to see if Starmie goes out.
Yep. Nope, Psyduck!
Psyduck comes out.
No, I did heal Psyduck last night because I am not a garbage trainer like Ash is. Psyduck is gonna use something reasonable like water gun. We'll try again. And we'll roll against the Graveler.
Okay.
What's the special attack for Psyduck?
Psyduck plays 14 days. Water gun, right? He has a terrible migraine today.
Yeah, what's special attack for...
Oh, what's Psyduck's special attack?
Yeah.
6.
So that was a 15.
Nice. That definitely hits your special because that's your low stat.
So Psyduck, who has been remarkably effective does his little like... and spits out a whole bunch of water, which, I don't know, knocks over the Graveler, and he's just in a pool of water.
Yeah. So that's, it's an automatic, or that's extra damage, right?
Right, so it's 3, which three I damage. Think should be his hit points.
Well, no, because it's a starter. He started with the Graveler, so he still has 1 hit point.
What is, what's Psyduck's special, though? Or what's his main stat?
His main...
Oh, the first time you deal damage with a special attack in a round, deal 1 extra damage, so Psyduck actually knocks out the Graveler.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, so like, he gets blown back. Like rolls back, and once he finally stops, he's got the X eyes, and he's like Graveler, that's it.
Misty walks up to the hiker and sort of puts her hand out. I'm sorry, I didn't want to do that to your Graveler. If my stupid friend hadn't decided to start a battle with a rock type trainer.
Yay, teamwork!
Misty avoids the high five that Ash is putting in the air,
but Pikachu jumps up and high fives you.
Oh my god!
It's quite all right, kids. And since you did so great in this battle against me, I'll go ahead and give you a clearance card to access any part of the quarry you may need to. And just keep in mind that it's very dangerous.
Awesome, man, safe.
Thanks, mister.
Hey, Mr. Foreman. Maybe sometime later, in a totally unspecified time, we'll battle again, and this time it'll just be me and you.
That's fine. You'll lose.
You have to accept this challenge. That's part of his challenge.
Yeah, I'll register your number in my phone, and I'll call you to tell
you're
going to
call this 10-year-old grandma.
Yeah.
So that is... So that's
how was work today,
here's
$500. Oh, this 10-year-old gave me his phone number. I'm going to tell him about Graveler later.
Hey, Ash, you up? Graveler's doing great.
You now have a key card.
And a new phone number.
And a new phone number that'll access the
new phone, who
the most dangerous areas of the quarry.
Awesome.
Great.
That's another part of the challenger persona. After a battle against a trainer, if you get them to agree to a rematch at some unspecified date in the future, you gain 1 XP.
So you can gain an XP.
Yeah.
Nice.
You also did 2 battles, so you should Misty gets an XP, and then I'll give you an XP for catching Paris too. So 2 XP to you. 1 XP to you. And you tried to give them advice, so that gives you 1
constantly.
XP too. Yeah.
Oh,
he has a sage persona, so every time he gives them advice that they actually follow, he
did
gets
Did we
XP.
Ever follow his advice?
You ate when I told you to.
That's true.
That's all that worked.
That's a good point.
Okay, so what do you guys want to do now?
Now we're going right to the quarry.
Okay.
I think so.
Maybe we should heal some Pokemon. Advicefully.
Don't worry, there's a Chansey working in the quarry. Chansey.
A Chansey operation. I'll let you guys heal. So you can have a nice picnic lunch at the top of the quarry and heal up your Pokemon to full.
Cool.
If you hadn't before, which I know Ash hadn't before. As you travel down into the quarry, which is extremely dangerous, there's a horrible rickety elevator, and you can see a fraying rope up above you. At one point, Pidgeotto actually has to like hold the rope and help you guys go down it. Butterfree comes out and string shots and spools the rope and makes it stronger, and you make it down into the very center of.
I'm riding Onyx down into the quarry.
You can do that too if you want.
Brock's like super happy.
Onyx is only making the quarry more dangerous.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, jeez.
Vibrates the elevator. Yeah. Yeah.
Causes like mini avalanches everywhere.
I've never been so
Someone
proud.
Falls and dies.
It's yeah. cool. We're just 10-year-olds exploring a dangerous mine.
They have the card.
They have the card. That's how you get the elevator to work. You've got the key card.
Yep.
You make it down to the bottom, and you see at the bottom of this quarry, there would normally be like mining equipment that would actually dig up these stones. But what you notice is that instead they're just sort of jagged, we'll call them fissures, in the ground that have the buckets that go in and pick up those stones. But it appears that all of the fissures that you see right here are completely, are not the kind that you use for bulldozers or any of those sorts of construction equipment. So you get the impression that this is clearly a Pokemon thing. This is the kind of thing where they use Pokemon to dig through this area and find them.
That's so cool. Let's find one of these Pokemon, catch it, and then it can dig for us.
I have like two of those Pokemon.
Let's catch them.
I'm standing on one right now.
if you want to go further into the quarry.
Cool, yeah.
I want to control Earth. I don't know why cool. yet, but I want to do it.
Awesome.
Make a special training check.
Right, because you're like being Terra Kinetic.
Yeah. Terra Kinetic.
Cool. The difficulty is 11, I'll say.
All right, I made 14.
Nice, okay. So Onyx basically comes out of its Pokeball and just spreads out, and there's like a big radius of Earth, and I guess you're trying to find moonstones, right?
Yeah, and so the way it works is actually kind of cool. So it's got to be, the Earth has to be attached to his body in some cool. way. So I want it to like come out of him like a crazy, like creepy halo kind of thing, because Onyx is so cool. And then he gets to manipulate it, and then the way that I can manipulate it is determined by my physical trainer roles.
Nice, cool.
So if we can think of a cool way...
Because we're trying to go
shake
further.
Out all the moonstones.
Oh, yeah. I think that makes sense. I think, like, Onyx just, like, literally, like, starts, like, dancing and shaking around to see if he can shake out some moonstones.
He does his Onyx dance.
Cool.
Oh, that'd be so cute, though. He sings as he does it, but I can't do it. He's been working on this for months. Let's see if it worked. Oh, it did. 16.
Cool. Onyx moves a great deal of the Earth. You are basically in Terra Inferma right here. Like, there's just a bunch of stuff everywhere and a bunch of rock and dirt just, like, splooshing around everywhere.
Wow, the people who work here are going to be so happy that we've done this.
But unfortunately, they won't, because what you realize is that all of the stones that you have tossed away, you can't tell which of them are moonstones and which are not. Your Pokemon basically walk around, like, picking up various stones, and, like, Pikachu walks up and is like, Gah! And then he hands you this thing, and it's like...
A rock.
It's just like a rock, and none of you can tell which of these are moonstones and which of these are other kinds of stones, so...
Oh, no! How are we gonna figure out which ones the moonstones are? Are we gonna have to carry all of these stones back down the mountain?
I'm gonna try to figure them out by taste. That's a normal rock. This is a normal rock. I don't know what this is. No, it's a normal rock.
Will our heroes be licked by this new problem? we're going to cut back to you guys moving back up the quarry. So,
I'm riding Onyx.
Are we just carrying all the rocks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
G.O.D. has some rocks.
Yep.
So I think, Vol like...
Hicks has a little rock
and
in
none
her
of,
mouth.
Like, none of Misty's Pokemon have, like, arms. So Misty's just carrying them herself. Like, her bag is just like this big, heavy.
I imagine
thing,
that Psyduck just has a mouth full of pebbles.
Yes, for sure. And Ash is carrying no rocks.
Yeah, Ash has
Pikachu actually has like a rucksack full of rocks that he's laboriously dragging up the hill.
Ash is doing that walk where he like lifts his arms and legs, and he's like, "Wow, guys, we got so many rocks."
We did great.
So you guys spend the it's another like what we decided 24 hours back.
Sure.
To, so there and back, it takes you another 24 hours, and 2 days have passed in Mulberry Town since you were last here. Unfortunately, our heroes did not find their quarry. They make their way back to Mulberry Town, sad, dusty, and dejected.
I'm so sad and dusty and dejected.
Ash, If we weren't so tired from battling, we at least would be able to carry these rocks a little better. Also, Ash, why aren't you carrying any rocks?
Really dejected over here, Misty.
Misty rolls her eyes. and turns to Brock. Brock, why do we even hang out with this guy? We could do way better just the two of us.
Brock looks at you as she is in the process of licking a rock.
But I guess if I left him all alone, Ash would probably die in the wilderness. I would feel kind of bad if that happened.
Plus, he also owes you money for your bike.
It's true. And he owes me money for my bike and my blanket.
As you guys are just lugging a bunch of, it's trash. Like, you haven't found anything of value. And so you're just a bunch of waifs who are dusty and dirty and lugging a bunch of rocks when you run into an impeccably well-dressed denizen of the town.
So, Brock was standing next to...
Is this a lady? Is this a lady person? Oh, it's a man.
Brock was standing next to Misty, shoves her out of the way and goes, "What's wrong?"
And the camera pans down on a beautiful...
That's the young man that you ran into earlier. Mm-hmm. That's in a different purple tuxedo. The bow tie undone. Crying into a handkerchief.
Oh, hello. What are you all doing this far out on the skirts of town? This late at night?
We've been getting moonstones.
Well,
we didn't.
Maybe we got moonstones.
Oh, that's right. You were all headed up.
What's wrong? We saw you in town earlier.
Tell us how we can help you, and then tell your fiance that I helped you.
Oh.
Oh. Don't tell her that I made you cry.
Use your words.
The wedding's off.
It is.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what I did. My Barbara, my Rose, normally so soft and sweet, came up to me the other day, just in a rage. Suddenly so mean, and just announced that she wasn't interested in our family's joining. She said that I was weak. She said such mean things.
That doesn't sound like our girl at all.
I mean, are you weak?
Misty asking the real questions.
No, I maintain the quarries with my father and brothers and sisters, and we do our part.
I mean, okay, just checking.
I also don't see how that's relevant at standards of... That seems very old-fashioned to me. Also, what sort of way is that to comfort somebody?
Yeah, Misty. Well, we're going to help you.
I'm just trying to get to the root of the problem.
Misty, this is a case where people may want empathy and not actual advice as to how to fix a problem.
Oh yeah, Ash, because you're really good at empathy.
They're going to do this for a while. So how can we help? I can go comfort her and talk to her and see what her thoughts are.
I don't know if anything can be done. She called everything off.
Well, why don't we go talk to her and figure out whether she really thinks you're weak or there's something weird going on?
Would you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
I've got this. Kids, you make sure the town is safe.
Why would it not
run off like dust cloud?
Yeah, he dust cloud runs off. You guys can feel free to follow him, but yeah, he's got a big lead on you.
Thank you.
You end up at the, what the hell did we name? The Onion? The Onion household?
Yes.
Or are you the Onion? You're Onion.
I'm Sting Onion.
So you end up at the Potato household, which is not surprisingly shaped like a giant potato.
Obviously.
And it said that it said that the Potato household has eyes everywhere.
I like
Get
it.
Out.
There was no reason for me to say that.
Brock wants to knock
100%
them.
Every that reason was beautiful. For me to say that.
You are met at the door of the Potato household.
I got a way I want to approach this door.
Cool. Well, there's a door.
I'm ready for this door.
There's a door, and wait. Go ahead and
Becca's ready.
Do
so, at the door before knocking, I want to be like on one knee, like hair lined the right way with just flowers up ahead of me, and then I'll knock and just wait.
Okay. The door opens, you are met by a very short butler.
Oh.
A very short furry butler.
Harry.
Yes.
Sorry. He's human.
His name is Harry.
Yeah, what's up?
Brock, like, turns her head and then just is like, the lady of the house here?
She's busy. What do you want?
To talk with her, to see if she's all right. She's been through a hard time.
Who are you?
I'm a friendly neighbor.
All right. Come on in.
You can lead her up to the chamber where
are we following?
I think we hustle and get in as the door is closing.
And you see them. You see them walking in.
Sure.
What's your little outfit?
It's a little butler.
I got a mustache.
Definitely have a mustache, and the tails of it's like a butler tuxedo, and the tails are dragging on the ground.
Oh, so cute!
Oh my god, that's adorable. So yeah, you can lead them up to the bedroom if that's what you want to do. Whatever.
Sure.
Where
Barbara
is crying.
Yeah. Hot right this Diglett, way. This is going well.
Hot Diglett, is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, she did.
May I present to the lady of the house?
Rocket, like, waits. It's like, sweet, glorious lady, don't shed any tears. I'm here to fix all of your problems.
Butler, why have you brought these people in front of me? I asked to be left alone until I should die. I know, but they said they was friendly neighbors, so I let them in. Oh, kind, sweet, friendly neighbors. You draw your eye upon a creature so wretched as I. For I am not like you. I am not a woman. As my heart has been broken and shattered, and what woman can live without a heart in her chest?
Let us help you mend your beautiful heart within your beautiful chest.
She extends a hand to you very dramatically.
Brock dramatically takes the hand and plants a kiss upon it.
Oh, kind stranger, you favor my hand with a sweet kiss, yet I fear that I cannot feel it at all, for love is dead.
Love cannot die. Tell me what I must do. I'll break my heart in twain to repair yours.
Even such a sweet and gentle neighbor as you, sir, was it Brock?
Yes.
Lady.
Oh, Lady Brock.
I get that a lot. It's all right.
Very gender fluid. I like it. I like the look. But even one such as you, as kind and gentle and generous as you, Brock, can do nothing. My sweet husband-to-be is no longer my husband-to-be, as last night he did come to me with mean, ugly words that he threw in my face. And his anger and his wrath has caused me to shut myself away in this room, as I am no longer deserving of his love.
What
and
a
therefore
terrible shame. Anyway, best you guys be heading out of here.
Oh, sweet brother! But it is a terrible shame. You have been my one respite in this dark and woeful period that I fear shall be the rest of my life.
I'll never let that happen. I'll reunite you with your husband, or I'll challenge him to a Pokemon battle and kill all of his Pokemon.
Would you?
I will!
Lady Brock, is this truth that you speak to me?
I'll do it right now!
Oh, I would be eternally grateful. I would speak word of this to anyone, including my 7 attractive sisters. Each sister more attractive than the last.
Point me in the direction! Point me in the direction!
Oh, I know not! I can tell you than the opposite side of town. On the side with the Nidoking statue lies the Onion family household. It's shaped like a massive onion. So, hard to miss!
Wait, so did you pass the wife who went to tell the husband it was off?
Excuse me?
On the way to... him passing...
No, he told... Oh,
poor, sweet, empty-headed child. You are young. Confused.
He's young. He doesn't know the way of love.
It's been a long day.
It was my fiancé, Spike Onion, who told me
Sting Onion.
It was my fiancé, Sting Onion, who told me that our wedding was not to be.
Wait a minute. We ran into Sting Onion by the quarry. And
Brock, you travel with such confused children.
They're so very young, so very immature.
But yeah, wait, so like I was saying, best you guys be heading out. The lady of the house is very sad, and it's late, and it's time to go to bed, and we'll
the tiny, home. Adorable butler is right. And Brock starts shoving people. Let's give the lady
wait
her
a minute.
Beautiful space
did, what?
For her beautiful
wait, this
beauty
make any
sleep.
Sense.
And be sure to have some of these delicious tasty snacks that I prepared on your way out. And I
oh,
just
snacks.
Shove food into each of their mouths so they can't talk anymore.
Obviously. Misty is content.
The whole time, Pikachu, like, was the only one who knew what was up. Pikachu, like, for sure knew.
Yeah. 100%.
Pikachu!
And he keeps pointing, like, directly at Meowth and saying Pikachu over and over again.
It is sad, Pikachu. It is sad.
She is beautiful, you're right.
I want to call Jesse and James on my Meowth-shaped cell phone.
Sounds good. Okay. Let's do that. Ring, ring, ring. Phone call. Phone call. Ring, ring, ring. Phone call. Phone call.
Jesse and James are currently in their warehouse.
In their warehouse. Okay.
Right.
Let's count our Pokemon again.
It's all there.
Four.
It's six
so
right now.
Happy. You're right. It
we've
is
got
six.
Ours, the rented Pokemon.
And the stolen
and
ones.
And the stolen yep. ones.
We have stolen some Pokemon.
We did good.
Excuse
okay,
me.
Okay. Meowth stole some Pokemon. Sorry.
We were accomplice to the theft of several Pokemon.
Two. Several is a little strong.
Well, we're part of the organization that stole the two that we're renting. So really, that's accomplice to the theft of four Pokemon.
And we're getting dressed. I think that we are... in the process of
you're changing out of your Sting and Barbara outfits and into your Team Rocket outfits.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Or whatever you want.
I figured
do.
We were getting into Sting and Barbara
oh,
outfits.
Oh, sure. You can do that too if you have.
Oh, Jesse. This tuxedo matches my personality so well, don't you think?
Yes. I mean, don't you typically wear dresses?
Well, of course. I was just saying if I were to be the groom in this scenario, this tuxedo would...
I'm the groom.
That's right. And this dress! Oh, this dress! This dress matches me beautifully as well,
it
don't
does.
You think?
It yes. does. Lovely. It really does. It suits your eyes perfectly.
Can you two quit talking about fashion for 5 minutes so I can tell you something important?
Oh, sorry, Meowth.
You answered the phone!
Preparing...
so long ago! And you just kept talking about the clothes!
We're preparing for our wedding day.
Yeah, well, there might be trouble. Those Poketwerps are back from the quarry.
The Poketwerps?
The Poketwerps!
We sent them to a dangerous quarry.
They
probably slipped and fallen to their doom.
No, they had a key card.
How does he know about the key card?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, knows everything.
They were waving it around.
I believe the Potato Household has eyes everywhere.
That's true.
And it's going to be, they're trying to get Potato and Onion back together.
Well, that won't do.
No.
Jesse, what do we do?
I suppose we'll have to get out and stop them.
We got to catch that Pikachu.
Oh, he's right. This is the perfect opportunity to prove ourselves to the boss. If we can get the Nidoking and Nidoqueen and that precious Pikachu at the same time.
Meowth, can you steal away from your butlery duties for one evening?
Of course I can! And then he, like, pulls the butler's suit off.
Yes.
And is wearing, huge, yellow, like, rubber gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, rubber boots. And, yeah.
I'm ready to take on that Pikachu with my rubber gloves and rubber boots and my rubber Pikachu vacuum. And he pulls out, like...
Which you got in the butler's closet.
Yeah.
With these new rubber, bits of apparel, those children will be grounded.
That's beautiful. And then they have to do the same thing, right? As soon as Meowth did that,
yeah.
they just reached at the random crotch area of their tuxedo and
wedding dress
and pulled up, and they were wearing their Team Rocket uniforms.
Da-da-da, da-da-da.
Just a quick battle, and then off to our ceremony.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll meet you at the Meowth-shaped hot air balloon.
Which you inconspicuously parked outside of town.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but where it's parked right now, it's wearing sunglasses and a fedora.
So yes. So sneaky.
Everyone just thinks it's a hot air balloon shaped like a guy.
Yeah.
It's a Dan.
Like
a
Dan.
It's a Dan air balloon. Yeah. A Dan air balloon.
At some point early in the episode, we definitely walked by and was like, that's weird. That looks like that guy we met on the street. It's Dan.
Cool. So did you guys want to do that, or should we cut back to the other kids?
I think we're going to go, cut back over to them, and then we're going to go catch their Pikachu.
Sounds good.
We're going to interrupt that.
Are you? Are you, though?
Oh, we're going to
we are.
This is a
we
fan
have
fiction.
Several Pokemon right now.
I am really interested. I don't think it's been determined whether the writer of this fan fiction is pro Team Rocket or pro good kids.
You have no plot armor to protect
you
right
now.
I think
it's pro Quarry Trainer.
I think it's just pro pun, so whichever one throws more of those is probably going to do well. Just saying, it's GM. Okay, so yeah, we'll cut back over to you guys. And you were just hurried out of the house, and we see you guys leaving the Onion Estate, and Meowth is also, like, scurrying away through the side door.
Potato Estate.
And Meowth is scurrying away. He's like, I need to make a phone call. And then he goes outside and, like, takes a call while you guys are leaving. So what do you guys want to do?
I'm marching full of determination towards the Onion household.
Hey, Brock, that seemed pretty weird in there.
Yeah, how would she be telling him that she was not going out with him, and he be telling her that he was not going to go out with her or get married, whatever you guys call it?
You clearly don't understand love.
Clearly we were lied to by this dastardly rapscallion who broke our fair lady's heart.
Okay, well,
you kids need to read more
it
books.
It seems pretty serious.
It
you
is.
Seem pretty upset.
I know. That's
and
why we're going
to
ruin
books you
them.
Will, a light shines down on you from the sky. Yeah. But I'm afraid the next tome that you'll read is the Book of Death.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-bum.
Prepare for trouble.
And make it double.
To protect the world from devastation.
To unite all peoples within our nation.
To denounce the evils of truth and love.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse.
James.
Team Rocket blasts off at the speed of light.
Surrender now, or prepare to fight.
Damn, that's right!
It was me out the whole time!
Oh my gosh, Team Rocket!
We're here to steal that Pikachu!
We don't have time for this! We have to mend a woman's heart!
Well, I guess we have to fight you if you're trying to steal Pikachu!
Did you completely miss the part of our whole intro about denouncing the evils of truth and love?
That's it, Onyx!
So, you sent out Onyx. Ross?
Oh, definitely starting with Paris.
Okay. And Sarah?
Well, I try to start with Starmie.
Inside. Team Rocket, you guys can send out your...
You Pokepunks are about to go for a coughing fit. And I throw out coughing.
All right.
Coughing!
who wants to challenge coughing?
What's strong against poison type again?
None of the things
ground.
That you have.
Ground, right. Yeah.
Ground, psychic.
Well,
water. Or no,
on...
ground and psychic.
Probably Onyx.
Is this
then?
The world when Onyx is Onyx rock and ground in this iteration of the world?
Yeah.
All right.
So who's going?
Onyx.
Okay. Onyx. Say Onyx, go and call
yourself. Oh, yeah, right. I'm playing Pokemon. Onyx, get him.
Okay, so Onyx and coughing square off. And it's your starter, James. What's your highest stat?
My highest stat would be poise, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant for wheezing or coughing.
Oh, for that's a 6. Which is either special defense, or attack.
Okay.
Special defense.
Perfect. Okay, so special defense. The first time you're hit with a special attack in the round, take one less damage. That's your boon. And Onyx, your highest stat is defense, right? The first time you're hit with a physical attack in a round, take one less damage. So those are the two things that are going on. Speed-wise, where are you guys?
It's 6.
What's your speed?
Dang.
Oh, my speed is 4.
Okay, so Onyx goes first.
Okay. I guess try to do the classic dig and come up under.
Cool.
Coughing.
Onyx, dig! So the way dig works
is
after you use this in a round, you cannot be hit if you move first and the attack deals no damage. So Onyx immediately just goes straight underground.
Okay. So
the next round, you do not choose an attack, cannot be hit if you move last and make an attack roll. This attack does plus one damage. So Onyx is just in the ground right now. No matter what you do, it won't do any. It won't do anything. Just so you know, as a trainer, because he's in the ground. So what do you want to do?
Trying to control the battlefield. I see. Coughing smoke.
You spew smoke everywhere.
Smoke screen. Yes.
Yeah. Smoke.
Is that the smoke Pokemon noise?
Meowth. Laser lights.
You got it. He just like flips on laser lights, and a disco ball comes down from the bottom of the hot air balloon.
Yes, absolutely. Mm,
perfect. Now, Meowth, use dubstep.
What does Ekans have other than rap?
You can use poison sting. You can use poison sting, glare, bite, all that stuff. We'll be fast and loose with the actual attacks that you guys have, because that's more fun.
That's how the show works anyway.
Yeah. Totally. Becca, so...
Yeah, how do...
Make an attack. So the next round happens. Onyx leaps up from the ground, and there's just smoke everywhere. The question is whether or not Onyx was on target when it leapt up. So make the attack. James, what's your defense?
My defense is 6.
So that means you have to hit a 15 in order to hit him.
Whoa.
8 plus whatever you're... So 13.
Turns out smoking was bad for me all along!
Onyx leaps up, and but its attack does not connect. Coughing, you can respond now.
Coughing!
Thank you.
you asked for a response I did, coughing, right. So...
That's good, you've got him on the ropes, Coughing. Now it's time for a sludge bomb.
Okay.
This sounds gross.
Well, that's vile.
Vile plume.
Well, I was thinking like a poison vial. Anyway.
Not in there. Or should I use a different one?
No. I can just make that work like acid spray.
Fine.
So this is a special attack, and it's a poison attack. So use your special.
So my special attack is 5, which is not as good as my attack. It should just use regular attack. I rolled an 8.
So 13. What's your special?
14.
Okay, so that did not connect either, because you got a 13, right, James?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you basically gunk a whole bunch of poison everywhere, but it's inconclusive. Why don't we cut to another set of combatants?
Yeah.
Jesse?
Stop us if you Ekans, Poke Twerps. Ekans, go!
Who are you squaring off against?
I feel like it's Danny Pikachu, because Misty is
Paris.
Well, Paris is, like, literally dead, right?
No, Paris got healed.
Okay, then have fun.
Bugs have a weakness against?
Poison.
Poison? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going against the Paris. Yep. Easily.
Isn't Paris poison type as well?
Paris is bug and grass.
Oh.
So grass is weak to poison.
Yeah. Easily going against that Paris.
This seems right.
Mm-hmm. So Ekans is coming out and immediately going for a poison bite attack.
Okay, what's your speed?
Paris' speed is his worst attribute.
Okay, what's your speed?
6.
Okay, so Ekans is going first.
And my high stat's an attack.
Cool. high stat at attack means that you do an extra damage the first time you...
So I rolled a 5 and then I add my attack stat. Is that how this works? So 12.
Okay. Paris's defense is 6. So,
6 plus 9.
Yeah.
Remember.
So it's 15.
Okay.
So
basically you, try to bite Paris, but your fangs don't actually penetrate its hard carapace, basically. Okay. Paris, you can respond.
Way to go, Paris. You totally disgusted him with those mushrooms. That are growing on you, which is gross.
Kerba.
Oh, no wait. Sorry, it's Ekans.
It's Ekans.
Hey, Ekans.
Because I don't have any other maneuvers available, I'm going to use double slap.
Hit him, Paris.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Well, that's my attack is 6, so that 11. Is an 11.
What's your defense?
5, and then do I roll it?
No
it's 5 plus 9.
5 plus 9, so 14.
14.
But Paris tries again, because it's double slap.
Oh, true.
Yeah, slightly better, but not good enough. So that's a 7 plus 6, so 13, so no.
Keep that creepy crab away from my snake.
Get that snake, Paris!
For those of you paying attention at home, it's incredibly hard to hit with attacks in this game, as we've learned.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, this is a...
okay, Meowth, that's right.
Can I just go after Pikachu?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's like a net.
You can do it.
You're like a net, definitely, or something.
A butterfly net.
That Pikachu is not going to make it
net.
To that.
What? A butterfree net.
Yeah. That Pikachu ain't making it to the wedding because love sucks. And I turn on the vacuum and like dive down from the hot air balloon.
Oh, right.
Misty, do you want to roll for Pikachu?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. So, I mean, Pikachu's gonna attack Meowth.
Yeah, Meowth, make an attack, like, as though this were an attack, and then Pikachu will respond, we'll find out.
Yeah.
So what kind of attack, or does
I think this is an aptitude test.
Yeah.
So, add 9 to that, and we'll make it like an attack against Pikachu's speed, let's say.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So add 9
we're
to
going off
I,
book here.
Add 9 to what I rolled.
No, add aptitude to your,
to my roll?
Yeah. Oh, and then add 9 to your speed. 15.
And I got a... Also
wait, no, it's a defense, Sarah, so you don't actually roll. I'm sorry.
Oh, right.
So what's your speed?
My speed is 6.
Plus 9 is 15.
It's 15, and it goes to attacker.
It goes to attacker. So you do successfully manage to grab Pikachu.
Oh, no! I'm wearing the rubber gloves.
Yeah, so Pikachu, what do you want to do?
Can we get a distressed Pika, please?
Pika!
I think it's got a, like, Thundershock, right?
Pikachu!
But you're wearing rubber.
Does he get a bonus
yeah,
for wearing rubber?
Let's say that.
Oh, I feel like cinematically this
doesn't
work.
Yeah.
Cartoon rules, he's fine.
Yeah.
At this point, I would think that Misty sees what's happening and goes, oh no, I have to go save Pikachu! Mm-hmm. Because Ash is off being a loser in the corner. And all that's out is Psyduck. I think I'm gonna try and at least send something out that isn't Psyduck.
Okay, good.
Horsey, go! Is that me using Starmie Plenty? It is actually Horsey.
Yay.
Yay!
Psyduck does not come out. Okay, Horsey, go.
Okay.
What do you do?
Horsey! I think Horsey's gonna try and, like, yeah, I mean, I think it's just gonna try and punch Meowth in the head so it drops Pikachu.
Just shoot water at the...
Ice punch was my thought.
Oh, okay.
Brock
are just locked in forever stalemate between coughing and Onyx.
A fellow master of the Poke Battle arts.
I gotta say, your skills really rock.
Oh.
So yeah, I think Horsey's gonna do ice punch, which is just sending
Let's just call it ice beam for
favor,
because I don't understand how a horse.
Like yeah, it's true. It's true. Someone. None of Misty's Pokemon have arms. Yeah. So
Psyduck does.
Psyduck has loser arms.
Yeah.
So like a big ray of
wings.
Frost goes to it's a platypus. It has arms,
right.
Not wings, but goes towards Meowth's head to try and like make it lose hold. Fails. So like yeah, it I think I don't know. Does Meowth like just take the hit or does it dodge? Does Meowth dodge?
Meowth has like a grappling device attached to the hot air balloon. He stuffs Pikachu. He like sucks Pikachu up into the vacuum now that he had a hold of him, and then zips up to the hot air balloon just as the ice beam like narrowly misses him.
Awesome.
That's like the coolest thing Meowth
has ever done.
Other than learning to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mister yells, "Oh no! They've got Pikachu!"
Could Onyx rock blast the...
Well, you're still locked in combat with...
You're right. He's right. You're drawn in by the honor of a duel.
In that case, Onyx will turn from going to rock blast the balloon and try to rock blast, coughing.
Mm-hmm.
So it says -1 damage, attack twice this turn using rock blast / rock slide both times.
Mm-hmm. Do your worst. Literally, do your worst. Don't do well. I don't want that to happen.
Onyx makes what's a good Onyx noise? I don't have like this, yeah, I don't have that power. And he just barfs out a bunch of rocks.
Lots of barf based attacks.
Yeah. And rolls an 11. I assume this is a normal attack.
Yeah. Oh, that will definitely. Well, so mine's 17. My defense.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it
you're
doesn't.
Good.
All right. Onyx, we
get to
coughing.
Attack one more time.
Oh yeah. Sorry, I was coughing.
Same thing, pretty much.
So two rock blasts that go wide.
Yeah, man. We're not doing well.
Do we cinematically, do we want to just escape?
Yeah,
okay. I think you did. Yeah, I think
that's
what's
going up now.
Okay.
Sorry, Rockhead. Looks like you don't win today. And I won't acknowledge the victories that you got yesterday either, because they were all leading up to our brilliantly planned escape. James grabs a rope and grabs his Pokeball, sucking, coughing back into the relative safety of his Pokeball prison, and he ascends skyward.
That's all we need from you, you parasitic pest. And Jesse picks up Ekans as he, like, starts to do a lunge as well, and grabs onto the end of the rope as well, and they...
You're the parasite, you,
Ash, have Pidgeotto attack the balloon!
All right, Pidgeotto, you can do this!
Okay, send Pidgeotto,
Also, say Serena!
Nice, okay, you can get XP for that. Yeah, send, you can send Pidgeotto All right. to attack the balloon.
Yeah. Oh, good thing this vacuum goes reverse!
So he just flips the switch. Pikachu removes the Pikachu bag. Flips the switch and just air blows out of the vacuum.
The Pikachu?
Oh no, and it blows Pidgeotto away.
Well, let's... why don't you guys do an opposed
attack
roll?
That you're doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Meowth, use your aptitude, and Pidgeotto, use your physical attack.
Okay.
Or physical defense.
Physical attack, because they're both blowing gusts at each other. Yeah. That's what I decided.
Which gust is strong?
Not so good, because my physical attack's a 4.
14.
9.
Okay, so Meowth's vacuum cleaner does successfully blow Pidgeotto backwards, and Team Rocket also just looks like Team Rocket's soaring off again.
Team Rocket's soaring off again for the first time!
And yeah, they managed to get away with Pikachu, so...
They managed to get away with Pikachu!
Oh no!
Pika! Later, losers!
So that was the Empire Strikes Back of this Pokemon saga.
Also, Ash's hand gets cut off!
And you find out Ash and Misty are brother and sister!
Heroes, thanks for joining us on this adventure. We'll be back in 2 weeks to see what those Kanto kids are up to. Send comments to @adventure_osn on Twitter. Don't forget to give us an iTunes review so we can level even faster. Adventure is a one-shot podcast production. Please be sure to check out Tales from Thedas, Neoscum, System Mastery, and Warda, our new one-shot siblings. See you next time.